Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
What is this?
Thursday.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Morning, sunshine.
Shut up!
You're not really much of a morning person, are you?
Correctamundo!
Wow, somebody had a big piece of grouchy pie this morning.
How dare you!
Oh boy, you woke up dum-dum.
Okay, not a morning person.
No!
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
Boston's greatest hits.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. It's Thursday morning, and I was a little surprised. I thought it would be clear this morning. It's a little cloudy and
a little rain.
Okay, but these clouds are going to break up, and it's going to be a beautiful day coming up this afternoon. A bunch of sunshine. The humidity's dropping way down, and we're in for a real good stretch tomorrow. Sunshine, 84. Yeah, it looks like Saturday, a lot of sunshine. It's going to be in the low 80s. Partly sunny on Sunday, mid 80s. Going to be good.
Yeah, the last bit of summer vacation before everyone starts school.
There it comes.
Did you see the thing about where they ask parents? I think it was yesterday they asked parents. It was released yesterday. They asked parents, is school vacation long enough?
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts on that.
You have thoughts on that?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think school vacation is long enough, Hank?
When I get to the 4th of July, I used to think it was way too long.
I know exactly what you mean. Yeah,
I think kids have way too much time off. I didn't think that way when I was 12.
I know.
We'll have to discuss that later.
Yeah, we will have a little discussion on that coming
up.
Boy, speaking of the show today, we got a lot of stuff coming up for you today. The question is, does Donald Duck have a middle name?
Oh, boy.
Okay, well, I'll give you the answer on
that
this morning.
Okay.
Bob Ryan. Okay, the Sox got it done last
night. Yeah, they're back on the winning track, and the Yankees lost.
Okay, they beat Cleveland 10-4. Good, buddy. And so we got it back to a 9-game lead. We'll talk to Bob Ryan, 7:25 this morning. At 7:10 this morning, a real treat for you, Melissa McCarthy. We're going to talk to Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah. So funny from The Heat and Ghostbusters.
Very funny lady.
Life of the Party and Bridesmaids. Oh, I love Melissa McCarthy. I can't wait to talk to her.
8:20 this morning, we got the guy. You may have seen this on social media. You may have seen it on TV. The guy who's out in it's a small boat.
Yeah, he's in a 20-foot center console boat. His name is Zach Fahey. He's from Wilmington. He was with his dad and his friend, and they were, fishing for pogies because then they use them to catch stripers.
Right, yeah.
And all of a sudden, this gigantic whale came up out of the water right next to his boat.
I mean, 10 feet away from his boat.
10 feet away.
It breached right by him.
He's gonna come into the studio and tell us about it.
Okay. Guys, are you too smart to date?
No.
No? Okay. Okay.
Not according to my wife.
No.
Okay. And did you know that a woman can actually tell how rich a guy is by simply looking at his face for a few seconds? We'll explain how that works coming up this morning. What do you got coming up for us on
Dirty Laundry?
Yeah, 7:45.
Ben Affleck back in rehab.
Really?
Yeah, I have the whole story coming up at 7:45.
Okay, stick around, everybody. It's all happening right here at the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lorne and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Okay, everybody, are you ready to play? It's time to play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program. And this is when the excitement begins because we're going to meet a player. We have another Kelly on the line with us this morning. It's all Kellys all the time.
Kelly,
this is Kelly Burns. Good morning, Kelly. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you?
Great, thank you. Okay, anybody ever say to you, you know Kelly Burns? No, I've never tried to set her on fire.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Nobody ever said that to you. Okay. Well, consider yourself lucky. So here's the way this goes today, Kelly. You know, and by the way, what do you do for a living anyway?
I drive a school bus.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Well,
that's a lot of work.
Do you ever speed up just to scare the kids?
Yeah. No.
Oh, good.
They frown upon that.
You ever ignore those signs and just go right through a railroad crossing? They don't do that. Huh? Okay. Good to know. So here's the deal. LBF is going to take 1 minute, and it's exactly 1 minute. You'll hear the timer in the background. She's going to ask you 10 questions. Your job is to simply answer those questions as efficiently as you possibly can. If you get all the way through, that's terrific. If you don't know the answer, they don't waste your time. Say, pass, move ahead. You get to the end. You got time left. Come back. Pick them up. You get all 10 of them right in 60 seconds. We give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Are you prepared?
Okay. I hope so.
Okay. Okay. LBF, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
How old is Madonna?
52.
What measurement is abbreviated to TSP?
Pass.
What breed of dog was Lassie?
Collie.
Outside which New York building was John Lennon killed?
Pass.
What letter is located between the letters X and V on a standard keyboard?
Oh, pass.
Who wrote the autobiography I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings?
Pass.
Name one of the lead singers of The Cars.
Oh, gosh. Pass.
How many days does the moon take to orbit the Earth?
365.
What does the V in DVD stand for?
Video.
Which pop star did record executive Tommy Mottola marry in June of 93?
Pass.
Okay, what measurement is abbreviated to TSP?
I'm not sure.
This one tripped you up a little bit.
You got two correct. You missed a couple, and you did a lot of passes here. Okay,
yeah.
Let's review this.
Okay, Madonna's 60. She just turned 60 the other day. The measurement that's abbreviated to TSP is teaspoon. The New York building, the New York building John Lennon was killed in front of was the Dakota. The letter located between the letters X and V on a standard keyboard is C. Maya Angelou wrote I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings. Rick Ocasek or Ben Orr were one of the lead singers of The Cars.
Is there a group called The Bus?
Good point, Egg.
It takes 27 days for the moon to orbit the Earth.
Oh, wow. And I gave it a lot more time.
Yeah, it was a slow move.
A lot of traffic. And then Tommy Mottola married Mariah Carey in June of 93.
No fear. We have a consolation prize for you, Kelly. A pair of tickets to Teresa Cluto. Live. Experience live October 10th at the Lowell Auditorium, Lowell Memorial Auditorium. Teresa going to share her personal stories. I mean, she's just really fabulous. Very entertaining. Everybody's going to love this. Tickets, more info, go to LowellAuditorium.com.
She's a medium, right?
She is. Yeah, well, maybe a little bit larger. But
so judgy.
So thanks a million for playing. Have yourself a great day and enjoy that show, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Kelly. Bye. And everybody else, if you think you got what it takes to win a grand in 60 seconds, how did you do on the quiz today, huh? Did you get like a 9? Did you get all 10 of them? Then you should go ahead and enter. Log on to WRR.com and you could win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
If you're still laying in bed this morning, you got the pillow kind of like half over your head because you can't face the day. Come on, get up. It's beautiful out there. The sun's starting to come out. The clouds are starting to break right now. It's going to be near 80 degrees today, and the humidity is going to be like way down. It's going to be a perfect day, okay?
Yes.
Okay, get up. Let's go.
Weather-wise, at least. I don't know what else is going on in your life.
Okay. Let's do your early men from Maine, everybody. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Aoife's hears a knock at his door just before midnight.
Yes, can I help you?
My car broke down the road a piece, and I was wondering if you might be willing to put me up for the night.
Well, all the beds are full, but if you don't mind sleeping with a red-headed school teacher, I guess be okay.
Oh, I have you know, sir, that I'm a gentleman.
Well, that's good, because as far as I can tell, so's the red-headed school teacher.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
So how are you feeling about yourself this morning? Got good high self-esteem?
I don't know. Maybe it's peaked. We have the exact age your self-esteem peaks.
Really?
Coming up next.
We'll find out.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Okay, It's all about self-esteem this morning. How's your self-esteem?
That song is good for your self-esteem.
That is a good... you're right about that.
How is your self-esteem? How do you feel?
Feeling good about yourself? Yeah, I'm feeling okay.
I feel
lousy. I couldn't find my belt today.
Really?
Have a belt. That's amazing. I don't have a belt. You should feel good about yourself.
You don't have a belly like mine.
You're a man, so it's different. But why didn't you find your belt?
I don't know. I lost it since vacation.
Oh, well, you know what? It's okay.
You know what the number 0 said to the number 8?
What?
Nice belt.
Yeah. Oh, my
go
God.
Ahead.
Anyway, this is the age that you stop giving a hoot about what other people think and finally feel comfortable in your own skin. Any guesses?
What would you say? I would say 40.
I'd say 45.
No, you guys are both wrong. Actually, your self-esteem starts to get going around your late teens until you're about 30.
Is that
right?
And
it levels off a little. But peak self-esteem.
When you feel best about yourself.
60.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Because you know what? It's like you just finally sort of like peak at 60 because you don't care about what other people think. You're finally more comfortable with the idea of getting older because there's nothing you can do about it.
Okay. Now, does that mean that your self-esteem starts going downhill after 60? If
it
so, I think
to
I can.
Drop again.
I can understand that.
Around 70 because of things like retirement, fewer social interactions, and more health issues. But some people manage to maintain their self-esteem well into their 80s and 90s, and usually that's a person who is active, social, works in some capacity, whether or not it's like, you know, doing their
volunteer
own
work or anything like that. Yeah, okay.
So, and has a 23-year-old blonde girlfriend.
Well, that's probably got something to do with it. Okay, now what do you think you base your self-esteem on? I mean, you know, look, you know, take a look at me. Do you think I base my self-esteem on, you know, my drop-dead good looks or my razor-sharp mind?
Well, that's a tough decision.
Is that the only choice we have?
It's not your golf game.
It's not my golf game, no. My ability to polish off a 28-ounce tomahawk steak and also finish the baked potato.
And live to tell the tale. That's exactly what makes you feel good about yourself?
Yeah.
Is that I'm still alive
but I enjoy
and happy
life.
And I'm having a good time?
I enjoy life.
So that's, what about you? What makes you feel good about yourself, Hank?
What makes me feel good about myself is when I go out to dinner somewhere and I see this girl that was smoking hot in high school that I longed for, and she weighs as much as I do. That makes me feel good.
My self-esteem is when I take a pair of jeans out of the dryer and put them on, and I don't have to do deep knee bends to make them fit.
Yeah, well,
there you go.
I see that.
The secret to life right there.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
You know, it's really kind of hard to believe that the football season is here. Isn't there a game tonight?
A game tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night,
okay. Play tomorrow night.
It's Cleveland and Philly, I think it is, something like
that. Oh, tonight on Thursday Night Football. Yeah, I thought you were talking about the Patriots.
Yeah, no, okay.
Thursday Night Football preseason.
Game tonight, and then we got a game tomorrow night, so... And so I was reading about the Raiders because the Los Angeles Raiders, the Oakland Raiders, whatever they've been in the past, now the Vegas Raiders, they've moved to Las Vegas. That's all you need is a bunch of, you know, professional football players in Las Vegas where they would never be tempted to gamble or anything like that. So anyway, and Oakland, when they were in Oakland, they had this horrible reputation. The fans did. Because they were like, all you have to do is look at the fans and then sit in the end zone, you know, how they dress up with spikes and all that kind of stuff, you know. And there are always fights and stuff like that. I went to a game in Oakland one time, and you could get a contact high just sitting in the stands.
That's a reason to go.
Yeah.
They'd throw switchblades onto the field.
That's true.
Yeah, they were scary people.
Very scary. So they're taking, they assume that, you know, the element is going to carry into Vegas. So they're building this unbelievable new stadium there. And one of the interesting things they're putting in the stadium is a jail.
Oh.
It's part of the whole structure of the thing. So they're going to be able to have the jail right there. And then they have a courtroom.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
Wow.
I'm serious. And they say that and they're going to be really, really tough. Fans caught fighting may have their personal seat licenses and season tickets revoked, which could be a big deal for any fans who's crazy enough to start a fight with fans and police. And they actually had a brawl in Los Angeles last week, over the weekend, at a preseason game.
We don't have that problem out in Foxborough.
No, you know, actually, remember the old days? Though we're talking like the mid-'80s. There was a pretty bad element down in Foxborough.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, remember the
really?
Time? Oh, yeah. Remember the game, the playoff game, they tore the goalpost down, took him out of the stadium, and carried him down Route 1, and a guy got killed because it hit an electrical line.
Oh,
right.
Geez.
And there was and the guy who fell over the back of the stadium on Monday Night Football.
And there was that time where the guy had the heart attack at Monday Night Football, and somebody stood up and peed all over the guy.
That's right. I mean,
okay.
Then they didn't have a Monday Night Football game.
That's
there
right.
Forever.
They completely canceled Monday Night Football games for Foxborough for a long time.
We're better now, though.
Yeah. Well.
And I think that's all due to the
Kraft
family. They cleaned it up.
A-plus peoples, that's what I say. Right, Jonathan?
My goodness.
So I think that we should applaud the crafts, and then we got a game coming up this Friday night, and Hank is here to tell you everything else that's going on.
All right, let's start with the Patriots. Yeah. We might as well. They play their third preseason game tomorrow night in Charlotte against the Panthers. Yesterday, they cut wide receiver Kenny Britt. He's been hurt most of training camp.
Yeah, he didn't have a shot, really.
You know, he played three games last year, didn't play in the playoffs, so one less target for 41-year-old Tom Brady. All right, let's talk the Red Sox. The losing streak is over. It's gone. They blasted three home runs. They beat the Indians 10-4 last night at Fenway. Xander Bogaerts, two solo home runs. Mitch Moreland hit a two-run shot. Andrew Benintendi, he ripped a three-run double, LBF.
Oh, wow.
And J.D. Martinez, that's two more hits. Two more RBIs. Matt Barnes got the winner relief. Yankees lost 9-3 in Miami to the Marlins. So Sox lead back up to nine games.
Bob Ryan, 7:25 this morning.
And they wrap up the series this afternoon at Fenway. First pitch is at 1:05. David Price against Adam Plutko. Cool thing going on this morning. Dave McGilvery, our good friend who's the director of the Boston Marathon.
Yep.
40 years ago, he ran from Medford, Oregon to his hometown, my town of Medford, Massachusetts. He did it all for the Jimmy Fund. To commemorate that, he's raising money again. And this morning, and I'm going to host it at 10 o'clock at Medford City Hall.
Yep.
Dave is running for Medford City Hall back to Fenway Park. Today is the actual anniversary. He'll do a loop around Fenway Park.
Wow.
And he's trying to raise $100,000 again. This guy is unbelievable athlete, but an even better human being. You can go to WROR.com and you can find out all about it. Hey, Ohio State suspended head football coach Urban Meyer for the first three games of the season for the way he handled that domestic violence allegation against one of his assistant coaches. And Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, they're going to face off in a $9 million winner-take-all match.
What?
November 23rd in
pay-per-view.
Las Vegas. Yes, you're going to have to get pay-per-view. They haven't set the price yet. Apparently, though, Tiger said $9 million is what it takes to bring 130 blonde women to breakfast at the Waffle House.
Is that it? That's the equivalency? I
see.
Okay,
well, that's why he set that amount.
You had to bring that up.
Couldn't help himself.
And that's a look at sports.
Thank you very much.
Pass the maple syrup.
Coming up next on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show, we're going to do a Brian Bellbuster. Now, this is kind of an interesting Bellbuster we have for you this morning because, hang on just a second here. I'll tell you exactly what it's all about. Mary is a mom who always sells the most cookies. You know, the Girl Scout cookie thing? So we try to recruit her to sell our special cookies. Now, the difference in these cookies is they're medical marijuana cookies.
Ooh.
Stand by. That's coming up next.
The Lorne and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR. Hello. The Brian Bellbuster.
Mornings on the 50s.
The Lorne and Wally Show.
105.7 WROR.
I heard from Paula and Heather, and they're friends with Mary, who Mary's the one who sells the most Girl Scout cookies.
Ooh.
Oh.
So they wanted to get her a Brian Bellbuster for her birthday, so we thought maybe we'd call her as a guy who has some alternative cookies that she might be able to sell.
Hello?
Hello. Looking for Mary.
Yes, this is she. Who's speaking?
Hey, Mary. This is Andy Slater. I've heard that you are like a guru in selling cookies.
Yes. You're talking about my Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, you sold a lot of Girl Scout cookies, right?
Yeah, who is this?
Cool. My name is Andy Slater, and I'm with Space Cadet Cookies, and we are looking for some motivated sellers, because a lot of my guys are not super motivated.
I'm not really...
What we're doing, we've got kind of a very similar business model, but we have these cookies, man. They are made out of just a little bit of edible cannabis. And we're looking for Zen mothers like you to help us get the word out and really move these cookies.
Excuse me?
We've got some peanut butter munchies. We've got your Tokalongs. We've got the Havana Smiles. Some smoke s'mores.
Are you from the Girl Scout organization?
No, but we got your information from them as one of their top sellers. We got the Purple Haze Delights, some Doobie Doos. So what?
No.
What we're going to do is we're recruiting people to help us be a Zen mother, and basically we've got girls, they're all over 18, of course, you know, and they're going to go door to door.
I'm just going to stop you right there. I am not interested in being a part of anything that is connected with cannabis. I know it's becoming legal in some states, but I'm really not. I'm not interested.
No,
in being a part
it
of
sounds
it.
Like you might need a doobie-doo to really calm it down a little bit.
Excuse me?
They would really take the edge off. You know what I mean?
Look, I don't even know who you are. I'm not even sure why they.
I'm Andy Slater from Space Cadet Cookies.
Yes, you said that. Yes, you said that.
I couldn't remember if I said that or not.
Well, you did many, many times.
Did I tell you about the peanut butter munchies or the tokalongs?
Yes, sir. I don't know who you are, and I'm not interested in.
I keep telling you I'm Andy Slater from Space Cadet Cookies.
Right, and I don't.
You should write that down, perhaps.
I have no interest in being a part of your business.
I had heard that you were really good at selling cookies, and that's kind of what we're looking
for. Girl Scout cookies. Girl Scout cookies. The most wholesome organization to raise money for my girls. Not going to be involved in some weed smoking.
Well, no, we don't smoke it, man. We're eating it.
Well,
and we wouldn't involve kids in that. It's all on the up and up now, you know. We're just looking for good cookie sellers.
Yes, and I really think you're barking up the wrong tree here. Quite honestly, it's pretty ridiculous that you went to Girl Scouts in the first place. This is not. You need to be looking elsewhere. I don't want to be anywhere near.
Well, I'm really sorry, Mary. I didn't want to get you upset. I just heard from Paula and Heather that you are like a really amazing cookie seller.
Paula and Heather?
Yeah.
They're the ones who get... How do you know? Did they give you my information?
Actually, they gave it to me, Brian Bell, from the Lauren and Wally Show. And this is a Brian Bell buster, Mary.
Oh, no. Oh, I need to kill them.
Paula and Heather wanted you to have a great birthday, and they're envious of your cookie sales.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't worry. We're not selling any weed to kids or anything, okay?
Okay, good. Oh, my gosh. I was in shock at what the society was becoming.
Okay. Congratulations on all of your sales. It's good for you and the girls.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you.
So, happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
And thank you for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR.
I love you guys. Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that just happened.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
Well, this is an extremely exciting morning here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show because we have a special guest standing by on the line with us right now. And it's the fabulous Melissa McCarthy, who is with us this morning. Good morning, Melissa. How are you this morning?
I'm so excited.
I'm so good. How are you guys?
Hey, we're doing great. And we're very, very happy to have you on with us this morning. And we know that you're excited because I'm sure one of your lifelong ambitions is to finally make it to the Lorna White Morning Show. So it's kind of a symbiotic relationship we have
going
here.
Whoever whistled for me.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of prior to 8 a.m. whistles. So
yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah. So, new movie.
8 a.m. whistle, for that matter.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm so excited. You have a new movie coming out, The Happy Time Murders, and it's outrageous because it's you and humans and Muppets, and the Muppets are not the Muppets you know from your childhood. They're a filthy bunch.
Muppets. They're puppets.
They're puppets, yes. So they're puppets.
They're not Muppets, yes.
And so
it's like a gritty, it's like a L.A. underbelly buddy cop movie that my ex-partner just happens to be a puppet. And puppets live amongst us, and they're kind of the second-class citizen. And, it's just kind of ridiculous. You find yourself, having fight scenes and stuff with puppets, and you're like, what's going on? But it was kind of too tempting not to do.
Hey, Melissa, do you find frogs sexy at all?
Oh, my God.
Hey, now this movie is directed by Jim Henson's son. Is that correct?
Yeah, Brian Henson directed it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like you have all that lineage, you have that whole world, and the puppeteers of he's got a big group around him that they've been together for some of them have known Bill Beretta, who did Phil, who's the main puppet in it. He and Brian have known each other since they were like teenagers.
Wow.
And it's just this shorthand, and watching the puppeteers work, first of all, you don't know how physically demanding it is and how technically hard it is. Because sometimes it's one person on the puppet, sometimes it's two, it's Bill and Alice a lot. And then sometimes for certain scenes, you have four and five people doing one puppet. So they have to contort themselves.
Wow, I have no idea.
Getting to positions. Oh, it's unbelievable. Watching it, just what you have to do to make it, a puppet walk across a room it was such an education, and it's pretty mind-blowing to watch.
Wow. That was one of the things I wanted to ask, because, you know, you think of a puppet. Somebody sticks their hand up this, you know, little thing.
Yeah,
and, but the puppets, do they also have, like, a marionette aspect to it?
No, it's always done with their arms, but usually they work under, usually the stages are all built, you know, about 6 feet high, because the puppeteers prefer to work straight up, so they keep their hand, their whole arm straight up above them, because like they say, it's better for how you can manipulate. But you're talking about a 10-hour day when your arms are above your head.
Wow.
Sometimes they're shoved under a desk, but their bodies are twisted, and then their arms straight up. I mean, you just don't anticipate being like, are you okay? Like,
this
you're
is
dying during that little puppet. But, you know, they're underneath the dash of a car. They're in trunk. Like,
oh,
it just
God.
Is.
Amazing.
It's like, it was amazing to watch.
Okay.
Hey, Melissa,
and
you.
Such incredible performers.
Melissa, you filmed two films, I think, in Boston, Ghostbusters and The Heat. And so, what's your favorite place in Boston? What's your favorite place in Boston to eat?
My favorite place is, what is it called?
Kelly's Roast Beef.
It's a little place on the corner in Boston. Butcher Shop.
Oh, okay. All
okay,
right,
okay,
good to know.
Cool.
Okay.
You know that one?
Yes, of course, yeah. That's a popular one in the South End.
Go and just get a... Yeah, it is, and I love that place. It's like a cute little friendly place, and it's always delicious. And
hey, we have a
gigantic steak and feel great about myself.
We have something in common because you're married to a Falcone, and I'm married to a Falcone. So I feel like we're related.
You are.
Yes, I'm married to a Dave Falcone.
Where are your Falcones?
Jersey.
He's not out of Philadelphia, right?
Well, no, that's just his family originally.
All out of Philly.
Yeah, his family originally is out of Philadelphia.
Oh, my God, we may be related.
We could be,
wow.
Which means next time you come to Boston, I'll take you to the butcher shop.
Plus, you both run the risk of finding a body in your trunk.
Okay. Don't get the frog's legs, okay? Whatever you do.
Okay. Hey, Melissa, thanks a million for talking to us this morning. The Happy Time Murders, and tomorrow is the big opening date. And go see it. And
it's hilarious.
It's fabulous. Okay, Melissa, thanks for being with us this morning.
And it's a grown-up movie.
It is a grown-up movie. Don't take the kids.
Yeah.
It is a grown-up movie. It is not for children.
Okay.
Thanks, you guys.
We got the picture.
Thanks,
okay.
Melissa.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day today. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye. Bye, Melissa. Okay, coming up next, we got your Men from Maine right here on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. Now, in this particular episode, Ephus checks out of a motel, and he's told a great riddle that he decides to take home.
The Lorna and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it's time now for your Men from Maine episode, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is checking out of the Motel 3 in Portland, preparing to return home to Bangor, when the desk clerk strikes up a little conversation and we hear...
Hey, we hope you had a nice stay here.
Well, thank you very much.
How about if I try a little riddle on you before you go?
Oh, all right.
All right, my mother and father had a baby, and it's not my sister... And it's not my brother. Who is it?
Well, I don't know.
It's me.
That's a corker.
The next day, Ephus has arrived home, and he decides to try his little riddle out on Lem when we hear...
Shane Lem.
Yeah?
I got a riddle for you.
Oh, go right ahead.
All right. My mother and father had a baby, and it's not my brother, and it's not my sister. Who is it?
I don't rightly know.
Well, it's the desk clerk at the Motel 3 in Portland.
Oh, that's a good one.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorna and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR.
The Lorna and Wally Show.
We know that you've been waiting for this because it's time for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything... The unbelievable Mr. Everything, Bob Ryan, is on the line with us this morning. Well, Bob, first of all, good morning. And are you feeling a little more relaxed this morning now that we overcame some...
First of all, make me follow Melissa McCarthy. Now,
yeah,
yes, I'm feeling better. I was not in any state of panic, but I do certainly was in a state of concern.
Yes, a little nervous.
Yeah, you can't help it. I mean, I can't. I lived through too much... you know, 78 and then 2011. And one, people don't remember, but this just so happens that 44 years ago today, the 23rd of August, 1974, one no one talks about, Louis Tiant won his 20th game of the season on the 23rd of August and putting the Red Sox 7.5 up over the Baltimore Orioles. Now, there were no playoffs, a postseason in 1974 for the Boston Red Sox because they lost that 7.5 game lead on August 23rd.
Wow.
But I'll say this, in terms of really feeling good, though, it's 9 games now over the Yankees, which is exactly what it was when the Yankees left town almost 3 weeks ago.
Okay. That's good. Bob, do you think that this team now has a legitimate a chance to win 110 games?
110, yes. 110, I'd say. Yes, if they keep playing, do the things that they did, had the kind of game, all-around game that they had last night, which, of course, included yet another great play by Jackie Bradley Jr., who threw that guy out at second base from, I think, from midfield. that was a great throw. I don't care whether they break the record or don't break the record. The record's 105, but that was... And their percentage was better, really good, because it was only 154 game schedule. But yeah, that'd be nice. I don't think it should be a goal. I think that their goal should be to play good baseball and then let the W's come. But it would be something for the belt. Not sure.
Let's talk about Chris Sale. Second stint on the DL. What's the deal, Bob?
The deal worries me because they have done so much to protect him. What more could they do? That they have been so cautious. And yet he has a reoccurrence of the inflammation in the shoulder. It just shows you that, this doesn't. It indicates that that violent motion that he uses to throw, you know, is just very precarious. He's always going to be iffy in the long run. You know, because I was really stunned. I thought that they had done everything right. They and I think they feel that they've done everything right. But then you go back and you look at how he throws, and it's such a, as I said, it's just an incredibly strong, vicious movement. The motion that he has, and he's a. You know, he's a tall drink of water, that guy, you know?
He's just a little bit of a thing, too.
Yeah, he's 6'6", but he's lanky. I don't know. I bet he doesn't weigh much more than 200, and he really puts everything into it. So it's worrisome, but they're really going to err on the side of caution this time. And it's even saying out loud, this is about preparation for October. Good, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, there you go. Okay, I think it was like Bill Lee said to us, Chris Sale doesn't know how to pitch, but he sure can throw that thing.
Well, I will yield to Mr. Lee's wisdom on that one.
Okay, just one more thing.
Yes.
We got the preseason game number 3.
Yes.
This is going to be kind of like, this is the dress rehearsal.
Ordinarily, for most teams, this is the closest thing to a regular season game than in terms of who plays and how long all the starters play. Yes, ordinarily, that's the rule. But then again, we have a coach who does things his own way.
Well, that's true.
You probably noticed that over the last 18 years, and we'll see how that goes. But yes, you can anticipate that this game will have a better feel of the regular season than the others.
Feeling good about him?
I'm doing good. I'm just worrying about who he's going to throw to. Tom will throw to. They cut Ken Britt yesterday. Those 4 games without Edelman, they're a pretty good schedule there. I'm a little worried about that. But I like some of the other things that we're seeing there. And the young linebacker, it looks really good. And so good. You know, they're still the Patriots. They're still the favorites to win the division. They're still a classy team. Even though we've had all this disruption, shall we say, in the offseason, it's been a different offseason. But when it's all said and done, they're still the best team in the division.
There you go. Okay, there's your Bob Ryan report this morning. Ebony Shane.
Yeah, we've got the Sports Reporters podcast tomorrow with Mitch Albom and Mike Lupica every Monday and Friday morning. And the return of the Bob Ryan Boston Sports podcast will be on September 26th.
He's back off summer vacation for the podcast.
Yes. Okay.
Talk to you next week. Have a
Bye-bye.
Great one. Okay, in the meantime, we got that Your Dirty Laundry Report is coming up next, and it's going to be all about...
Ben Affleck is back in rehab, and you won't believe how he got there.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, here we go.
All right.
45 Dirty Laundry Update.
Brought to you by Eagle Bank. We got a hard pass on James Bond. We've got Steven Tyler's angry and how I helped George Clooney make a lot of money last year. But first, the biggest news story. Ben Affleck. He's back in rehab. And you won't believe how he got there. This is what happened.
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner went to Ben Affleck's house his Ben Affleck's ex-wife.
Yep.
Convinced him to go to rehab, then drove him to the live-in facility. She decided to check on him because she saw a picture of a guy delivering booze to his house this week. I saw the pictures, like, delivery guy was like a bunch of
beer. Paparazzi guy was hanging around and shot this.
And then it was on like TMZ, and I guess Jennifer Garner is like the rest of us and checks out TMZ to see what's going on. And that's what happened. And, you know, the thing is that Ben Affleck, I'm really upset about this because, and I know I take pot shots at Ben for, he'd been seen with a 22-year-old Playboy Miss May at Nobu. But here's a guy who's really, really struggled with alcoholism his whole life, and he has everything. He has this beautiful family, and he lost that, and he was dating Lindsay Shookus, and they broke up. And, really, it's an awful, awful disease. And you know, he should be on top of the world. He's a smart guy. He's a talented guy. He's got everything, and this thing just grabs him all the time. And I just really hope he gets it together.
And when he doesn't struggle with that, unfortunately, he gambles a lot.
That's true.
You know, he's got that total.
Well, he has an addictive personality.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And so talented.
Have you ever taken anybody to rehab?
No, I've
It's
never
a difficult thing to do. I've done it. I applaud her for this. Yeah. I mean, this is fabulous.
This makes me love Jennifer even more. Like, she's gone through the ringer with him, and she's still by his side.
Yeah, she was she just got a star on the Walk of Fame, and you know, and then this, she sees this, and then instead of rolling her eyes, she goes and helps him, which I think
Ben
she makes,
again.
You know, she understands the addiction. She understands the disease. So anyway, let's hope that he gets better and he gets healthy. And, I'm hoping for the best. Okay. Really disappointing, everybody. James Bond news.
What?
Apparently, Idris Elba, my new boyfriend, is not going to be the new James Bond. Somebody asked him on the red carpet, and they said, no.
They're not making the change yet, anyway.
I don't know. Not yet, but it was just something to look forward to. Because he's so handsome. I mean, I love that guy. anyway, I'll stop now.
She's so shallow.
Give me a moment.
She's so shallow.
Steven Tyler is very upset with Donald Trump.
I was reading about this.
Using his music at those rallies. Apparently, he had been using Dream On during the campaign, and Steven had sent him a cease and desist. And he used another one
day before yesterday.
And you know, I mean, just don't. If an artist says don't do it, don't do it. Why poke the bear? Oh, yoy, yoy. Hey, the Big Bang Theory is coming to an end. Did you know that? CBS announced that the 12th season will be its last. So the series finale will air in May. A lot of people love that show.
I'm devastated about this.
Yeah, it's really
surprised.
Sad.
I'm really surprised because they're still a top five TV show.
Yeah.
What's the Sheldon 20- spinoff?
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon. Will that continue, right?
Probably.
That will continue, and there's rumors of there being like a after Young Sheldon, but before.
Yeah, like a prequel?
Yeah.
Yeah, really. What do you want to bet that it comes back on, you know, like Netflix or something like that?
I don't know, because maybe some of the actors don't want to do it anymore. That's 11 seasons.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
I don't
a lot.
Know.
That's
I've
a big chunk of your life.
7 years, and I'm like, whoa. Well,
I hear what you're saying. I understand exactly where you're coming from.
Finally, George Clooney is the world's highest paid actor, and he wasn't even in a movie this year. He's worth $239 million. Mostly that money came from the sale of his Casamigos tequila brand, which I imbibe in often.
Really?
So
Wait. He made $239 million last year?
Yeah.
Wow. From the sale of that
tequila is everywhere. And it's pretty good. It's a sipping tequila, though, because if you put it, like, if you mix it, it's expensive. Nice lime, couple ice cubes, sit on the deck.
What are the other types of tequila like? The gulping kind.
The gulping kind.
Oh, yeah. That's
what you drink, basically. Yep. The gulping kind.
the kind you get at Trader Joe's. Okay. That's the gulping.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play for the cash this morning. And the drama's about to commence because we have Bill Morin on the line with us this morning. Now, Bill is in the lumber game, and he's from Berkeley, Massachusetts. Good morning, Bill. Welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, thank you.
Good, thanks. Feeling confident today?
No.
No!
Attaboy!
Well, at least you're honest.
Now, what kind of guy are you, Bill? Are you a guy who knows a little bit about a lot of different things or a lot about a few different things?
A lot about a few things.
Okay. Well, see, that's the way the game works. You know, if LBF happens to have chosen questions that hit your topics, you're probably going to do very well on this. So you'll have 60 seconds, and she will ask you 10 questions within that 60 seconds. You get all of them right within 60 seconds, we give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. If you happen to not know an answer, don't waste your time on it. Just say pass, move ahead. We have time left over at the end. Before the buzzer goes off, we'll come back, we'll try to pick it up, and then if you get them all, once again, get $1,000 in cash. LBF, you ready to go?
I am.
Bill, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Who owns the New England Patriots?
Bob Kraft.
How many sides to a rectangle?
4.
Who sings Goodbye Yellow Brick Road?
Elton John.
What is Wally from the Lauren and Wally's show's last name?
Brian.
Melissa McCarthy's co-star in The Heat?
Pass.
How many original colonies made up the United States?
13.
In which month does the Kentucky Derby take place?
May.
What is the postal abbreviation for Idaho?
I-O.
What is the name of the lion in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Pass.
How many days are there in a fortnight?
Pass.
Melissa McCarthy's co-star in The Heat?
Oh, I do know this. Pass.
Okay, let's see. What's the name of the lion in The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe?
Oh, I'll never get that. Pass.
How many days are there in a fortnight?
I don't know.
Well,
seven.
Okay.
Time is up.
Well.
You know, you did. I mean, you did very well on that. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six of them right, and then you missed a couple, and then you passed on a couple. So let's review here, LB.
Okay, so Sandra Bullock starred with Melissa McCarthy.
That's it. So
yeah.
You knew it,
it's one of those
you?
Things. You're like, who is that again?
Yeah,
the postal abbreviation for Idaho is ID. The Lion in The Lion, the Witch in the Wardrobe, tough one, Aslan. And there are 14 days in a fortnight. I had no idea, but now we both know.
See, that's why David Price doesn't sit around and play a game called 2 weeks.
Listen, this, the good news is that you can go to like any trivia night now, and you're going to be able to answer these questions.
Absolutely.
No problem.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But we got a consolation prize for you this morning. For you, a pair of tickets to see Teresa Caputo live. She is amazing. She's a medium. She's going to be at the Lowell Memorial Auditorium October the 10th. Teresa's going to share personal stories about her life, explain how the gift works, deliver healing messages to select members of the audience. And you will be there live, Bill, so enjoy that. And thank you very much for being a member of the nation. By the way, if anybody else wants to get tickets to see Teresa, you can just go to lowellauditorium.com. Bill, have a great day. Thanks for playing. Thanks for being a member of the nation.
Thank you. You also.
Take care now. Everybody else, if you want to play, win a grand in 60 seconds for your chance to win $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Log on to WRR.com.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. Okay, so now it's time for a little adventure story this morning. And Hank, would you please introduce our special guest who's joining us in the studio here?
Well, just a little backstory. I'm like an amateur, oceanographer.
That's true.
Because I'm infatuated with sharks. I'm infatuated with the ocean. I'm afraid of both of them, although I love the ocean. Last week I was down on the Cape. It was like Shark Week down on the Cape. And then I came home and I look and I see, wow, off the coast of New Hampshire, some guy is out in a little boat and he's face to face with a gigantic, what's the word that you would use for it?
Humongous.
Ginormous.
Yes.
Humpback whale. Like the one that they had down at Duxbury Beach.
Duxbury Beach. Now, the one down at Duxbury Beach, that was a 54-foot.
52-foot.
52,
something like
that. Yeah, okay.
That's big. You go that length, you get more a first down plus in football. You know what I mean?
Exactly. That's
right?
True.
And this guy, who happens to be Zach Fahey, he's face-to-face with this enormous creature. And Zach Fahey joins us. He's from Wilmington. He's right here in the Lauren and Wally Studios.
Zach, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, glad you're not, I'm glad you're able to be here.
Just so you know, he's not dressed like the Gorton's fisherman.
That's true.
You know, he's got something for Abercrombie and Fitch, and he's got a pair of khakis on, and, he doesn't look like he's going to go out and fish for giant tuna. But tell us exactly what happened. You love to fish, you fish with your dad, and then pick it up from there.
I do. So I've been on a boat since I was born. My parents have always had boats, so... Yeah. Just last year, I bought a fishing boat, so make it a little easier to get out to the ocean quickly.
Like how big?
20 feet.
20 feet?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Faster than a canoe.
Not big. Yeah, it's not big, but it gets the job done. So left work early last Thursday, and I met one of my good friends, JoJo, and my father up at the boat, and we left from Salisbury, came out of the Merrimack River, and headed north to try and find some bait fish to catch stripers. We ended up in Hampton and found a school of them. So we were hanging around there.
How far up, like from the beach?
Like less than a mile from
Hampton. Less than a mile. So you can see the beach.
Yeah, we could see the beach. There was a boat with a parasailer right near us.
So, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we were close. And, you know, we're sitting there fishing, and we saw a whale come up in the distance. Wow. So, actually, before that, I saw one of those Mola Mola ocean sunfishes.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
So that's why I got my phone out, because it was right next to us. So I snapped a couple pictures of that.
How big was that?
That was actually small for... I've seen them a lot bigger. It was, you know, maybe only 6 feet.
Six feet long.
But they kind of look like sharks, right?
That's a human-sized fish.
It looks like a whale head is what most people say it looks like. Yeah, and it's got a fin that goes up. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
All set.
Yeah, but so very, that was close to the boat. Harmless.
Yep, she's out of the water immediately. Yeah, okay.
So that was right next to the boat. So I took my phone out, and I took some pictures and videos of that. And shortly after that, I heard the whale in the distance come out of the water and, you know, blew out of the blowhole and stuff like that. So then I was trying to record that from the distance. Just
like how far? 100 feet, 200 feet?
Maybe 50 yards from us.
Okay.
So, all right.
Half a football field.
Yeah, close enough I could see the air coming out. And, you know, you could see it in the video.
Were you nervous at all at the time?
No, because at the time it wasn't that close. So... So we're fishing, my friend's driving the boat, and you know, I'm up front just trying to get videos. And we come up to a huge school of fish, and they start, they're all together at the top of the water, and some of them are jumping out. And I just kind of had a feeling that the whale was somewhat in the area because
the fish were afraid, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They looked like they were afraid. They're jumping out of the water, and, so I had a feeling that he was in the area. So I really started recording the schools of fish. So I'm looking to the left and then looking to the right. And then I saw some of the small fish jump on the left and on the right. I'm going back and forth. And I heard some...
And you're in the middle of it in your 20-foot boat.
We're in the middle of it, yeah. But at the time, we didn't think anything of it because they're just little schools of fish.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, yeah, the whale's going to come up over there.
Yeah.
I might be able to get a good... video of it. And as the last time that I turned to the right, because I heard some of the fish jump out of the water, he just came up so close to the boat.
Were you afraid for your life?
I wasn't. I was really excited because I knew.
Like how far is...
You haven't read Jonah, that story, or maybe seen Pinocchio and Monstro?
So I thought of Moby Dick after and got a little
yeah.
How far from the boat was the wheel?
Under 10 feet, probably 5 to 10 feet.
Yeah. 5 to 10, like you could almost reach out and touch it.
Yeah, so if you watch the video in slow-mo, you can see that his flipper on the left basically hits the boat.
Yeah,
oh my God!
However long that is, that's how far it
was. How big do you think this guy was?
I don't know.
Now, you told me about the head, his head. Like, his head, you said, look, about the size of your boat?
So I only saw the head that came out of the water, and it looked like it was close to the size of the boat. I don't know enough about them. I don't know how big they get, but then I saw the one in Duxbury that washed up on the beach, and I thought, could be that big.
Wow. Okay,
20 foot head. That's a big head.
Yeah. Could have been a 50-foot whale then.
Yeah, it could have been.
Did it smell funny?
No.
Did you smell funny after you saw him that close?
Yeah, I think we all did, actually. Yeah.
If you want to see the video, go to WROR.com. You can see the video is stunning to see this come right out of the water. It's like you're on a New England aquarium trip.
Amazing. Hey, thanks for joining us. And the long and short of it, did you catch any stripers?
Not that day, but we went back out that weekend and had one of the best days we've ever had out there. So.
Hey, by the way, if anybody wants to buy a car, what's the name of your business? Give it a plug.
Burlington Motors in Burlington. We're a used car dealership. We buy, fix, sell cars, service them.
You got any with those whale back fins you can put on?
I might have to get some bumper stickers on.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Zach, thanks a million for coming in this morning. We really appreciate
it.
Okay,
Thank you for having me.
You know, happy fishing.
The Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
And school vacation is just about over. So.
Yeah, some kids going back next week.
What do you think? Is it long enough or is it too? Because there's this movement going around, people are saying that kids need 3 full months of summer vacation. You believe that?
I love summer. I love summer. Yeah. I think it's great. I love when Lucy's out of school. I feel like, you know, you can sort of like, you know, the stress of homework and going to class. It's just a lot. It's a lot for parents, I think. It's not just the kids. I just love the break. However, I think after a while, you're like, I'm running out of stuff to do with you. Yep. I got to go to work every day. The babysitters have gone back to college.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's time. It's time. So you just, I think it's a perfect amount of time.
What we have now.
Yes. I don't think it should be any more
no
or any
longer,
less.
No more, no less. Huh?
No.
Okay. Mac,
I think it should be far less. And the reason why is that in everyday life, you don't get to take 2.5 months off or 2 months off. You don't get to take 10 weeks. They get so out of their routine. By the third week of vacation, my daughter Charlotte, when she was little, she needed stuff to do. She knows that, like, throughout this school year, she knows she's on a schedule. She needs to know when she's scheduled
it's
for
about a routine. And,
for 7 weeks, she would drive us completely
absolutely
berserk.
Crazy.
My daughter Abby used to hold out hope when she was 8 years old that maybe I'm never going back to school again.
Yeah, it's
and
different.
And then she'd be really upset when she went back in September, and it took her a month to get used to it.
So you think the routine...
6 weeks would be good.
Yep, okay. And I think another thing is you got to compare it to the rest of the world.
What do you mean? I don't like to do that.
Well,
because
you know,
we always look like losers.
Because other countries don't have very long vacations, you know.
Because they are insistent on actually educating their children and
educating
and making
their
them
children,
good, upright members of the community. The USA.
Well, okay. What do you think, PJ?
Now, I'm going to throw out this because it's Colorado is doing this for the first time this year.
What are
they're doing a 4-day school week. How do you guys feel about that?
Like and a summer break?
No, and a summer break, and they're doing 4 days of school Tuesday through Friday.
Why?
So they have Mondays off. They're just giving it a try to see if this works out. They think kids need the extra day.
Out in Colorado, it takes them a long time to recover.
Maybe insane.
I think you're on to something. Hey, man.
Ooh. If you're not going to go to, if you're going to only take like 2 weeks in the summer and you're going to do that, that's totally cool. But like you're just basically giving up. It's like when you wear sweatpants as an actual outfit.
Right.
You're just giving up.
Yep.
They've given up in Colorado.
Never have a belt again.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. They have given up. They have officially given up in Colorado, ladies and gentlemen.
More Lauren and Wally now.
The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.